It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. We have 23 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have east winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming north 15 to 20, and gusting to 25 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves from the east, 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, shifting around to the north, 4 feet high at 5 seconds apart in the afternoon. And west swells 12 feet. At 13 seconds apart. So it's going to be a little bit more rowdy out there today than it was yesterday. And we're going to be talking today, speaking of hazards, about three different rescues that took place over this past weekend that really illustrate typical hazards on the Pacific Northwest coast for people who start out wanting to have fun at the beach and then things go wrong. And each one of these situations could have been avoided if people had paid attention to conditions and really understood better where they are. So we'll talk a little bit about that. It's things that anybody could run into. How you handle it really makes all the difference. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have three inbounders. We have 12 in our Astoria anchorages, including the Rice Island anchorage, and the anchorage off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. And in our outbounders, we have 8 vessels heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river today is the Oceana Regatta. She's arriving from San Francisco, headed for the port of Astoria. She's a cruise ship, and she's can carry about maybe 800 passengers, so she's a relatively small cruise ship compared to some of the ones that we see. She'll be arriving about 6:30 this morning and leaving about 3 p.m., so she'll be in town all day, and her passengers will be out and about on Astoria streets enjoying our town. Next inbound is the Horizon Armonia. She's arriving from Belgium, headed for Portland. That means she came through the Panama Canal. She's a petroleum tanker, and she'll pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m., so a long journey to get here, and arriving in Portland at about 8:30 p.m. The Neptune Leader is a car carrier, and she is arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. She has Subarus on board. She will pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. You might see her in Vancouver by about 4:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning. In the Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront, we have the Agia Skeppy, headed for Longview to pick up wheat. She's leaving about 8 a.m. You might see her in Longview by about 11:30 a.m., but she was also on the schedule yesterday to head to Longview, so we'll see if she's still there tomorrow on tomorrow's schedule. The Medi Bangkok is headed for Portland from the Astoria anchorage. She's going to the Port of Portland to pick up potash, and she'll be leaving the anchorage around 10 a.m., arriving at the Port of Portland around 4 p.m. The Benfica is headed for Calama. She's a ship that's been in the anchorage for a bit. She is going to Calama to pick up corn, soy, or maybe wheat, or some combination of in different cargo holds. So ships can carry different cargoes, especially those that have those when they're carrying bulk cargoes like corn, soy, or wheat. They can put them in different cargo holds and carry different things and take them to different places. So she's departing around 2 p.m., heading up to Calama, and will probably arrive there around 7 p.m. The Global Ambition remains at the Port of Astoria loading logs, our last log ship for a while. She is no more log ships because of tariffs, so remains to be seen when the next one will come to the Port of Astoria. Awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront, we have the Azura, the G.H. Glory, the Fortune Iris, the Gorgoi Picus, and the New Legacy. And at the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria on the north side of the channel, we have the BLC First, the Cavo Alcyon, and the Feng Mei awaiting orders. In our outbounders, our ships that are heading downriver and out to sea, we have the Core Leader OL leaving Vancouver around 6 a.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around noon. The America Greca is leaving Calama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 10:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 3:30 p.m. Let's take a look at these incidents that happened this weekend. The kinds of things that, for people who live here, we're warned about it all the time. These folks were visiting here and not aware of the risks. But let's talk about them, because for those of us who live here, these things can happen to anybody, and you need to know to be situationally aware enough to watch out for yourself. So these three rescues, they illustrated, as I said earlier, three typical hazards on the Pacific Northwest coast for people who come here wanting to have fun at the beach. Each of them, as I said, could have been avoided had people just paid a little more attention to conditions and really understood where they are. By where they are, I mean in a very dynamic area with cold water, lots of forces active in the water. It's not a lake. The water is a very powerful force that can overpower you very easily here. Now, it was very clear to me that these people who were involved in these accidents were really not thinking about how risky it can be to be here. So here were the three incidents. One happened at Oswald State Park near Cannon Beach. Two people went walking on the beach, and they weren't mindful of the tides, and they ended up being trapped by rising water. The Coast Guard had to airlift them out by lowering a rescue swimmer from a helicopter. Two people near Cape Kiwanda were surfing and got caught in a rip current and got stuck 600 yards offshore, and they had to be rescued. At Niakani on Highway 101 at a viewpoint area, a woman was taking a photo and fell about 100 feet and landed in a tree, which at least prevented her from falling directly into the ocean. But she sustained life-threatening injuries, and a high-angle rescue team had to pull her out of that situation. She's now at a hospital in Portland. So here's how you can prevent these things from happening to you. In the case of the two people who were walking on the beach and got caught by the tide, this was not really an ambush, but something very predictable. If they had looked at a tide app on their phones, or had a tide table with them, or checked the internet before they went to the beach, they could easily have seen how high the tide would become and when. As it was, you can watch a harrowing Coast Guard video, helicopter rescue footage of them being pulled off boulders where they had scrambled to escape the rising water. The waves were crashing over them as the Coast Guard pulled them out. So this was not a matter of being inconvenienced because the tide rose and they had to wait until the tide fell again. These people were surrounded by water and they had nowhere to go, and the water may have been rising even more. So they could easily have been swept away and killed, and they didn't have protective gear on, so they were not prepared for the cold water. In the case of the surfers, they at least had wetsuits on, but had they understood how to recognize and escape rip currents, they might have been able to avoid this happening to them. Now, there are lots of videos and educational materials online on how to recognize a rip current. I talk about it every year on the Ship Report, but anybody who plans to go surfing here really needs to take a look at that and think about it and learn. The water is just too cold to mess around and think that you have time to waste, even if you have a wetsuit on. So these folks were lucky, but at least they were prepared and did have those wetsuits on. And finally, the woman who fell. She was at a rest area off Highway 101, and she was leaning over a retaining wall and slipped while she was trying to get a picture. Now, this happens to people everywhere at tourist attractions. It happens at the Grand Canyon every year. People get so entranced by the view that they forget where they are. This one is a matter of situational awareness, so taking that moment to remember where you are. Now, I know I've seen some pretty snarky comments on Facebook about these particular rescues, but I just want to say that we can all make mistakes. We're all human. I just want to remind you that when you're at the beach, just to watch out for yourself, take that extra moment to check the tides, to look at what's going on, so that you don't have to have these terrible memories and injuries that these people will have of going to the beach, wanting to have a nice time, and having it turn into a disastrous, life-threatening thing. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.